Everybody, today is our VBS video show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is December 10th, 2016, and we had our pin call removal today, removing pins from people. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, but let's first clear the date from everybody. Where the date is attached to you from your past, and maybe what happened, today with you, if it was something that maybe wasn't too good, we'll say. And at that point, that might be transferred to next year for this date. So we want to get rid of the date energy. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you for this date. We're December 10th, 2016. I'll count to 20 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And let's get the light beams up on your monitor screen or screens. And we'll put the energy of peace into those light beams for you so you can feel peaceful. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have a situation going on, some type of owie or something, or emotional frustration or something, we'll clear that from you, that one particular situation that you're looking at right now. So you have a blank screen. Here we go. Count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. Are you ready to go, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, good evening, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. As Ron said, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, my favorite show always. So start thinking of what you'd like to ask the light beings to heal for you. Also, you can request a room you'd like to visit tonight on the Lightship, and you can send those requests along with any testimonials, questions, comments, anything to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat link on BBS Radio. And yes, we had that wonderful pin call today, Ron. It was amazing, and I'll start with my own testimonial. Like not even 5 minutes into the call, I just became so relaxed. You started working in our head area, and I felt the same relaxation all day. I just feel completely peaceful and relaxed. I didn't feel, as some people do, specific areas of the pins being removed, but, boy, it really felt like a very powerful healing, and I know everyone appreciated it. And we will be doing that again if you missed this wonderful healing call that Ron did, and I believe you gave us almost 3 hours, Ron, and you were supposed to do 2 hours. So you're very generous. And so no worries if you missed it, and just keep listening. We'll announce when it'll be, but Ron will be doing this again. And it was a wonderful, fantastic healing for $20. So it was really more than worth it, Ron. So would you like to hear some of the testimonials we received about today?
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay. Okay. Pin call, question and feedback. Have you ever found pins in the nervous system or vascular system and blood vessels? This person requested it for their choice when you said it's our choice, and felt something come out for both of them?
Yeah, we have pins kind of all over, you know. That's why we're continually doing these calls here now. It's hard to say what they're doing to us, but somehow the pins are one of those things that everybody has in them. So I don't know. I'm planning to do one in January on the 21st.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to put that down. And I'll be doing, I think, the pin calls. I can't say for how long, but I'm planning to do them the week after the four-hour call on a Saturday at 11 o'clock Pacific. So if you've missed one of them, you can get on maybe the next month, and we'll just see how this is working for everybody. So somehow each time we do one, everybody feels, you know, better and better. So we'll just continue on with that. I can't say it'll go on for a year, but, we'll just see what happens here. So I'm going to put it in the schedule to do this for people. Oh, back to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Someone else wrote in, I feel great, especially the shoulder blades, shoulders, also the nose and temples. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah, and another one, my lungs feel clear and breathing is much easier. I always get a surge of energy on these special conference calls, and today I surprised myself by being able to run with my six-year-old niece in all kinds of games at the park for over an hour. I even climbed steps effortlessly. I felt very in the moment and in tune with my niece, and she was surprised at my abilities too.
Wow, that's just keeping up with a young child running all around is... Unless you're maybe 20 or something, I don't know. Yeah.
They say that's the best thing for your health, like get a kid or a dog.
Right,
and they make you go out and play.
Yeah.
Okay, another person wrote in, Ron, thank you for the pin call today. My throat just completely cleared from problems I was having and feels normal. I felt the pins coming out of my legs, ankles, and feet. All discomfort is gone, and I am walking freely and can even run up and down the stairs freely, have more energy, and feel that I can do anything. Thank you again so much for all you have done for me.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, and thank you to the people that wrote in. We have another one. The call went great. I felt time really slowed down. I think that's also what I was feeling. Good point there, listener. Feeling much needed energy, felt much relief and less tired after the call. Particularly felt the release of pins from the top of my head at the beginning of the call. Very happy to have these calls. Wondering what level we will go to next. This series of healing calls have been truly deep and remarkable.
Very good.
Well, that's an interesting question, and you kind of answered it. We'll keep going. How deep we'll go on them, I guess, you know, remains to be seen. But it has been wonderful, and that was so well said. I think I think we all got very powerfully put in the now and on the CLS now timeline on that call. I think we always do, but today it was very, very powerful. Do you think I'm right, Ron? That's what we're feeling?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, another testimonial. It was a wonderful session. Ron, you are amazing. I found myself deeply serene as pins were removed from neck, waist, and feet, feeling pressure and tingling, and then a pop, and then deep stillness. My eyes became bright and glowing. Fell asleep for the last hour and feel free and light in my body, dancy and childlike. Please keep them coming. So very grateful. And then she has a room request that we go to the room with the puppies. Thank you for all you do. So, yes, we will go to the room with the puppies tonight. So someone said, thanks for the pin call release. After the mouth and digestions, I had to get up and had an instant release. I felt energy after the call today with many releases. So that's good. And let me see if there's one more. Thank you, folks, for sending these in. Well, yes, there is. There are more of them. Dear Ron, the pin call was great. Surges of energy and movement the whole time. I got a bit of workout in the different areas. I felt my face squinting and twisting a bit. heard some snap, crackle, and pop sounds. I felt compelled to do some bending and stretching at some point. I feel a bit tired now. I guess it goes without saying it's good to drink a lot of water afterward. I will do that. Thanks for the update at the beginning of the call. Very interesting. Can't thank you enough. So thank you very much for writing that in. Yes, Ron, you do always say, well, you charge water for us, and then you also suggested at one point it would be good to take a shower to kind of get the external icks off of us. And one more. Thank you so much, Ron, for the pin removal call today. It was very powerful. At times it was so powerful I felt like I was going to pass out. My body is buzzing, and healings are accepted. Feels like I'm walking on air. Just awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you have mentioned, Ron, as this listener is pointing out, that every once in a while it's a good idea to command your body and spirit, and I always say the mind of my body, to accept and integrate all the healings.
Yes, that is good. Even during any of the conference calls, that's a good thing to do, yes.
Right. Okay. So thank you, listener, for prompting that. Now, we have, usually this is our Friday night question, but we unfortunately didn't have any show last night. So if you were trying to listen last night and we weren't on, apologies. There were technical problems, but they're fixed now, obviously, and we're on. But, Ron, people always want to know, is the Earth in alignment?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. So I want to tell everyone, as magnificent as today's call was, there's another one tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can still sign up to join us on that call on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And Ron will be doing some more of that timeline crashing that he did last week. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, or explain what you'll be doing tomorrow on the call.
So we're okay. Doing timeline crashing, probably for body organs. I'll have to see what happens. What comes up. Right now I'm in the moment, so tomorrow isn't even in existence for me.
Right. Okay. Now, this has come in before. Someone has a question about feeling the healings. Now, in my experience, and I think a lot of people's, because we have discussed this before, when you do a healing on Creation Lightship, like the emotional body clearing, you have things taken out of you energetically, and you will feel better. But it isn't a feeling like, we kind of did get feelings today. I think a lot of people did because we're so relieved. But this person is writing in saying that they used to feel more when they did the healings, and they feel like they're not feeling it as strongly anymore.
Oh, that could be true, because maybe the major ones that are affecting you, that's your sense. Remember, using your feeling body and probably your sensory body. And so as these things get, removed from you, disattached from you, you may not be feeling as much. So all that's perfectly normal. Hopefully, I'd like to have everybody get on the call and feel nothing, and to have no results, which means that we got everything.
Right. So. That makes perfect sense. So if someone's been doing a lot of healings or doing them for a long time and they felt a certain way, now they don't, that's actually really great. That means you cleared out a lot of stuff.
Yep.
That's good. Okay. I'm going to go on to the next email. Hi, Ron. In May, you sent out some commands, the bringing in 12 source energy, the spirit out and in, et cetera. And I just started using them when I'm asleep, and what a difference. My body is more rested than ever, and I'm seeing more physical healings happen. Thanks.
Good.
And I would say add to that the time stop that you did, because I put that on at night, and I imagine if there are anything external is trying to get me, attack me, and then all of a sudden you do that time stop, that would be an added protection. It would kind of stop everything in my area.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I put that on along with the 12 source energies. I don't do the out and in during the night, but I do the 12 source energies and the time stop. Okay, we have another comment just came in about the call today, Ron. Hi, Ron. Deep thanks for today's healing call. These pins come in different shapes, and the round ones with pins sticking out from all angles collect scar tissue. When you removed the pins, you also removed scar tissue. This is great for areas of recurring injuries. Excellent. Thank you.
Yep, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you see that too. Obviously, this person sees more than I do, you know, what's going on. I feel it in that I know I feel good, but that person really feels it. So we've had a lot of, we do this more, I think, on the other shows than on Saturday night, but you've been talking a lot lately about so many timeline crashes have happened globally. You've done so many, and individually we're doing timeline crashes all the time, and things seem to be getting better. So someone has a question. When sometimes you say, oh, things will change, like things will change with the banks, et cetera, and they're wondering, you know, what do you actually mean by that, or what do you see happening?
I don't see anything happening.
You don't see into the future, right?
No. Yeah, I don't see anything, you know. I don't think I've ever mentioned banks changing or anything like that, so.
Okay.
I don't get involved with that stuff, but everything can have, you know, a different outcome. Things change daily.
Right.
Go back.
Okay. Another question about esoteric knowledge. There is so much information out there about sacred geometry, the Illuminati, and different theories and things on YouTube. As a light being, how do you value this type of information?
I don't have any values on it at all. It's just stuff that's being disseminated. May be true, may not be true. I'm more on the alien agenda right now, and if the aliens are causing it, then you know, we go after aliens. So what people do here, you know, and how they think really is no concern of mine, but we go after aliens.
Right.
That are affecting free will, free choice. But using the term a little differently now, instead of free will, free choice, keeping you from being in the present moment. And by reading all the stuff that was just mentioned, right away you're going down the rat hole even further. And you're reading it somewhere. What did that website do to hook you up? So it's best typically not to read a lot of this stuff. Remember, that gets you on keywords. How many keywords is there in a paragraph that they're going to hook you up to? To abduct you. So I guess I could say it a different way. I guess you're choosing to be abducted by doing all this research. Back to you.
Right. I think, you know, a few different things can happen, Ron. We can just be curious, or we can, you know, read something or look at something, and then you don't know that you've gone into some kind of bad darkness or timeline, or you're lucky if you know, I guess. if you clicked on something or read something or heard some story and you feel bad about it and you got caught, I guess you're kind of lucky to at least know it so you can then clear it.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
First is what you don't know about, right?
And remember, what you don't know can kill you. So as you do your research, what you don't know is happening to you can kill you. So, you know, it's really a hard thing to talk about because people like to know what's going on. And I even look myself, but I'm not attached to what I'm reading. I'm looking for what the aliens are doing between the lines and what's going on. So it used to be a little more, I don't know what to tell people, you know. Stuff is happening. You probably all tune into the election stuff, you know, and that's going on. So, you know, you have to kind of use your own discernment on how far you want to go with what you're investigating. Remember, the mind will keep looking and searching because that's what it was created to do, and you're going down the rat hole even further the more you investigate. And then when you get done with all of your information, maybe you go on the Internet for 10 hours, and now you feel really empowered because you know about all this stuff. Where's the remedy? There's none. So it's to be difficult. So back to you.
Right, right. And I know I've said this before. I think it's something innocent, like I'm looking up a vitamin or a supplement or something, and then you click on something to the right or some article then pops up on the same subject, but it's all about some disease, and then find yourself down the rabbit hole, as you said, and more clearings to do. So it's best to just not do it. Okay, we have a couple of questions about today, about the pin call. After the call, are we still being worked on?
That's hard to say.
Okay. And could one use the timeline crash in regards to today's call?
No. Don't worry about it.
Right, okay. Good. I'm happy to hear that. Oh, I was wondering, Ron, if you could, you know, I always like to consider that we may have people listening who are not familiar with everything that you do and Creation Lightship. And I was wondering if you could just talk about timeline crashes a little bit and how they do vary in, I don't know if it's size or power or what, but could you talk about that a little?
Timelines are when you if you have anything going on in your life and it's painful, physical pain, or you're highly emotionally charged on something, well, automatically you're on timelines because aliens put you there because they want to get more energy from you. So that's kind of the gist of it. From there, I would say listen to some archives, because I can't really talk enough about timelines, and this is a short show tonight, but listen to some archives on timelines. Do your timeline crashing. That's the most important thing that you can do to relieve yourself from situations going on. Back to you.
Okay. A question just came in now. Are people cloned out if they're using drugs, like either medical or not medical drugs?
I can't say yes or no on that one.
Right. I don't think you really like to talk too much about drugs and medicine and that kind of thing, right?
No. I can't say people are cloned out because of that. We'll just skip that one.
Okay. On the last show, I think Michelle read this, a listener had a question about relationships, and actually I think that listener had uncovered a repeating sort of situation in her life. So someone wrote in a testimonial about the relationship clearing that you have on your website. I did this whole life today, have had great effects. My body relaxed, and I felt confident in myself and ended up having a wonderful evening with my friend. It is freeing to be free of relationships. Thank you.
Welcome.
And that's very interesting because I have not done that clearing. And I'm really grateful that someone wrote in about it. That might help the other listener who had the question. And if anyone else has done that healing and has anything to report about it, we would love to hear that. Oh, someone's asking if the timeline crash has been updated yet. I didn't check that today, Ron. Do you know if it's been updated?
Maybe you can send me an email on that. That'd be great.
Okay. Will do. Okay, another question. If animals die, are they able to find their way to the creation light ship?
Well, boy, that's a good one. I don't know.
Well, we could take care of our own pets and any animals that are close to us, right, by doing the deceased loved one clearing for them.
That's correct.
And I guess, would it be the same, Ron, if you've done those for yourself, could you then do them for your pets for free? Or should you buy a separate healing for them?
The pets are free.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is an interesting question. Oh, let me just check our time. Did you want to go, Ron, at the quarter of?
Quarter of's fine.
Okay. So just a reminder, everybody, at quarter of then we'll be going to Creation Lightship. So you'll want to either write down and have with you or say aloud your healing that you'd like to have tonight, a physical healing. And also please send in any room requests, any rooms you'd like to visit tonight. Okay, here's another question, Ron. If we released a certain group of entities, say people who were abusive or had been abused when they were alive, would that release the desire and abusive people living now to continue being abusive?
Could help, yes.
Great.
And abusive to you, make sure that your soul family has that released.
Right, and I'm not sure, how would you, I guess you do, when you do an entity clearing, you don't know what the light beings are getting rid of, right? There might be one entity around you, or there might be 20. So I guess we can release groups of, I was going to ask, how do you release a group of entities, but I guess you can.
Yeah, if it's a situation and they're attached to you, if they're just floating around you, outside of your body, you can't. But if they're attached to a body, you can. So you may want to go and do entities in your soul family members or the people that you know about, because they could be hopping from one to another.
Okay. Okay, we have a question about the emotional clearing, and I'm just opening it up to look at it myself. Ron, when you do, all of the whole life clearings, actually, you put in your age and run through your whole age. Then we have choices. There's a drop-down list, and it is last specified years, last specified months, last specified weeks, days, hours.
Yeah, those are only for the unlimited.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, okay, I was wondering, okay, so this person is asking what they should put in the box. That's why I guess I wasn't clear. Clearing period / chakra box. What do they put in that box, Ron? Do you know or do you recall how you set that healing up?
I'd have to, that would be probably for the unlimited version. So starting over again, if you're doing a whole lifetime clearing, that's done one time. You put your name in and your age on your specific incident. Go down to the start part to start your healing and click on that, and it'll run for basically about 2 years of your life every minute. And when it goes through, we'll just say hypothetically, say you're 50. So half of that would be about 25 minutes. So we'll figure that to a half an hour, and it's done. Now, if you want to get the unlimited version, now you can use all the other boxes on there.
I see. Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, someone else wrote in regarding relationships. After the century clearing, I had no need for any kind of relationship.
Yeah, very possibly. As you start cleaning yourself off, then you realize that you don't need somebody outside of yourself, something, maybe somebody or something outside of yourself to fulfill you, because you're looking for something to, it's like an addiction. Well, you, people who are in different AA groups trade one addiction for another. People who maybe, there's a guy on YouTube who, I watched this. He somehow got involved at an early age with Satan, the devil, whatever, and it would materialize as a person in his room. And I think his last name was Ramirez, and he was in Brooklyn. And he could do anything to, he could take blocks of the city and bring in any kind of energy he wanted there. You know, it could be poverty, prostitution, crime, you know, anything from A to Z that he chose to. And within a short time, maybe even a year, that whole town, that whole block would be corrupted. So he called Satan, you know, his father. And then from there, he somehow got into the energies of going down into hell or whatever, I don't know. And somehow he felt that Jesus came and could have been, light of the darkness, Jesus came and saved him. So now he changed over from one addiction, which was the darkness, to another addiction, the light of the darkness of Jesus. And, you know, he was doing things with that, teaching people about that, and maybe being like a prophet, we'll say, in a sense. But it's just changing one addiction to another. So he's still in the duality situation of going from one thing to another. Naturally, it's probably better because he wasn't causing harm, and he actually killed people. But aside from that, you got to realize you don't want to be in duality. You don't want to change your addiction to another one. You want to be in peace. So that's where you want to be. So back to you.
Yes, and I think those, you know, whatever aliens came up with the idea of imitating Jesus and imitating saints and the Blessed Mother and that kind of thing, we're really on to something, because people really, it's so easy to fall for that, unfortunately, for people. They think, oh, this is great. You know, it feels good, and Jesus is talking to me or saving me and helping me.
Yeah, it gets to be pretty weird, you know. But yeah, people are doing it. Young kids are doing it, so the cultures bring up this. And everybody's, and they have stores back there, maybe everywhere else, but they have all the religious icons and statues and candles, and they, and kids are doing spells on other people so they can get a good grade or move forward in their schoolwork, you know, sort of overcomes somebody else. It's just, it's kind of like mind-blowing, but that's what's here. So, back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in to thank you for the information about our pets. And they're asking, they were absentee on the pin call, and how was it? Well, we did talk about that a lot at the beginning of the show. So by tomorrow or the next day, perhaps this show will be on the BBS radio station archive, and you can listen to the whole show. Is there anything else you want to say about the pin call, Ron, how it was?
No, you have to actually be on it to really know what it's about. So, I think I've done maybe three or four of these so far.
Right, right.
And if you're interested, the next one will be January 21st. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Someone's asking, what is the time stop? And it's literally that where Ron counts to 10, I believe, and stops time. It's really wonderful. I think it's a lot like how we, what you did for us. Actually, don't you always do that, Ron, when you're doing a healing call or even on the radio shows? Doesn't time stop for us?
Yes, it has to stop, yeah.
So this is a recording that... It might be on the BBS Fast Chat page. I'm not 100% sure of that. I'll check later, but we do have the recording. So if you don't have it and you'd like to have it, I'll send it out to this listener. But if anyone else would like to have it, just send your request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send it out. Oh, and I want to say this before I forget, because it's very important. On one week from this coming Monday, on December 19th, Ron will be having the organ restoration call. It starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That'll be about a half an hour after the Monday BBS radio station call show ends. And it will be 3 hours long. It costs $50 to join that call. And you can sign up for that right on the top of Ron's website. And Ron is going to go through all of our physical body organs, and the light being doctors, of course, assist Ron. Is that the right way to describe it, Ron? You have assistants that are the light beings?
Yeah, but we're not doing all, so we're doing ones, the things that we do on the call.
Right. But they'll come to us where we are during the call, which is why you need to be on the call live and laying down, right, Ron?
And normally people like to lay down during the call.
Right.
That way you're just more relaxed that way. Some people do things during the call, which is okay, but I think most people... if they possibly can, they just kind of kick back and relax. So,
right. And what'll happen is you'll let us know which organs you're working on and clearing, and then at least once or possibly more times you'll let us choose an organ to be worked on if you have a special problem or need or question even. And it's really, really powerful. I think it's, the thing we get the most response back from people. And you always do like to do it around the holidays, Ron, and you've said it's like a little gift to all of our listeners because it's a call that's extremely valuable and worth much more than what we pay for it. So I know we're all looking forward to that. Okay. One night you were talking about round versus flat earth, and a listener wrote in to say they really enjoyed that conversation and discussion, and when you feel like it, Ron, they'd love to hear more about what you have to say about that. I don't know if you want to get into
talking about that any longer, just okay. Check it out yourself,
Right, right.
once you see it and maybe hear a bunch of people describing it, and you go into it just from what you were taught, and now you have another viewpoint, just see if it rings true to you,
Right, it's kind of a personal thing. And also, isn't there an element of it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's correct.
Uh-huh. I mean, it doesn't really affect our personal lives on a day-to-day basis in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ron, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, first word, flat around, is it going to change your day tomorrow?
Okay, so it's quarter of. If you're ready now to go to the light ship, I'm going to put in, I'll type in the request.
Okay, I'm ready to go. So here we go, everybody. It's Only Words Live if you're listening to the program tonight live. And the date today is December 10th, 2016. Oh, unless you're overseas and it's a different day. Might be the 11th. But aside from that, it'll work live if you're listening to us. If you like what you hear about or you want to experience it, then next week, get on the show live. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship. We can be bi-located out of time. This, like I said, will only work live. Archives will just give peace energy. So we're going up right now. And you can bring up by selecting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So I don't do that, okay? I don't know that you have, you know, eight cats around you and a chicken outside. You need to, you know, bring those forward in your consciousness that you want to take up. So here we go, bringing up what you wish. And here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the hot tub room and the floating magnets, along with the pain release room. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And going to the oxygen room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have puppies here. So the puppies will appear to you as what you would like to see. So here we go. I think I'm going to bring up little dachshund puppies. We'll have those go to the room for those. So here we go. Dachshund puppies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we have a room that somebody's requesting for dragons. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we got the gold room. So here comes the gold dust. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we have the room where your spirit was created. So, here we go. Finding your own particular room, and you're going to see the energy of where you were created at. And your spirit will be there also. So here we go. You can meet your spirit in wholeness. This will be you and your twin flame together as one. We're going to go into this room now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, I just need to kind of keep talking so we don't get have a problem with BBS thinking that I'm off the air. So you're enjoying your spirit energy. And we'll go now into an elephant room if you wish. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And I'll go into two other rooms here. We'll go into the giraffe room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room with kittens. So here's little kitties. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're coming back down. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants that you brought with are now joining you. And up top to 5, as you come down and connect back here again, you won't be bi-located any longer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So are you there? Did you come back here? Hello, Ann.
Yes. Yes, I am here, Ron, and that was, again, extremely relaxing and pleasant for everyone, and thank you very much. It's really fun to go into those different rooms, and that was great. I don't think I've ever in real life met a dachshund puppy, But I had a picture in my mind. They must be adorable.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're adorable at any size, but I I don't think I've ever seen a dachshund puppy. And then it's good that you brought in kittens at the end, too, because I know we have our cat listeners and our dog listeners. So I we have a little time still for the show, and I just wanted to explain to people that when you click on the—I know a lot of people phone in to listen to this show, but if you go online to Ron's BBS radio station page, there's a box there that you click on to send a message. The BBS it says fast chat on it, and you can send us a message that way. It actually comes into the email account. But I'm not sure if people realize that at the top of that page, there's a lot of very helpful information. If you scroll up above the pictures of the light beings, there's a lot of, there's a tips thing, there's reminders, and there's a list of rooms you can ask to go into when we go to the light ship. And I think, this is where I was, I think the recordings are up there, up here somewhere as well. I'll have to look for exactly where it is. But if you have any questions and you can't, like there's a little in the reminders that explains how to do the New Earth transport clearing. There's the link to the mind to heart drop. There's a link to how to increase your life force energy or to increase your life force energy that Ron does. It's really very helpful. There's a lot of information up there. And so when you have a moment, when you know, before or after the radio show, just click on those boxes at the top there because there's a lot in there. Okay. And, yeah, thanks for going to the spirit room, Ron, where we were created. What does that room look like? Do you know? Does it look like a hospital room?
No, it's a room that's full of light.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It's very bright.
Okay. Okay, someone sent in a request for a certain organ to be worked on the body rejuvenation conference call, Ron. I don't know if you, are you looking for people to send in? We can put this on the list, but I think it's already on the list, actually, the organ they want worked on. But are you looking for people to send in their requests? I think you have done that in the past.
You could do that, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and send emails if you'd like, and we'll get them to Ron right before the call. So you can send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com if you have certain organs you want to make sure Ron doesn't forget to request healing for. Okay. I'm looking for some more questions here. Thank you all so much for sending in all of those testimonials that you sent in. Okay. Okay, we already answered that question. I'm trying to keep talking. Okay, well, here's one that we haven't talked about in a while. I tend to be intellectual and overthink and plan everything. Please recommend the best clearings for this.
Mind loop clearing, maybe.
Okay. Well, and the mental body, right?
Yeah, then you have the barcode, mental barcode. I'm going to get that off, too.
Would the cellular mental clearing help with that, Ron, or is that more, about
the
whole body?
Yeah, your body connection.
Okay. Okay. And... okay, people are asking for the time stop audio, and I will send that out. Okay. Anything particular, Ron, that you feel we need to hear, or any healings you'd like to do or anything?
I can do a sample of the mind loop one clearing, which is repetitive thought. So you may want to look right now at something that you keep thinking about. Maybe it's something that's really negative that happened to you and it keeps coming up. Or you keep beating yourself up. Maybe, you know, you have some words that you tell yourself in your mind, you know, like, you know, how stupid you are, or why did I do this, or I did this again, or something like that, or oh my God, or whatever, you know, those things kind of come up because there are programs in you. So I'll do that. So just think of your favorite saying that you tell yourself in your head. So here we go. One, releasing that energy from you, if it helps. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that's helping you. So back to you.
Okay, that felt really wonderful, Ron. Thank you. Okay, yeah, thank you very much for doing that. Okay, take a look here. I'm going into our really good questions file. Oh, here's a good one. It seems to me that we have less aliens around, and I feel the control lessening. I also feel they have left us still under control with some mind programs. Is it a good idea to run some mind program healings? And this person sent in a list, the mind looping one and two that you mentioned, or I think you mentioned both, the mental barcode removal, the mind matrix barcode removal, and the mind interference body clearing, which is a whole life clearing. So that's a good list.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. I meant to bring this up earlier in the show. I have been noticing that a lot of mind programs seem to be disappearing, or people are losing their patterns that they're used to, maybe, or their habits and things that they think they should be doing, and then they're just sort of blanked out and at a loss. Have you been noticing that, Ron?
Not too much, no, but I do feel the energy around, the air around, the atmosphere, the tension in the air is becoming less, so that's good.
Yes, it has been feeling more peaceful, I think. And then, I mean, I think for a lot of people who are doing a lot of healings and also have some awareness of what's going on, I think things are better, but I also think a lot of people are a little confused. Okay. Is the body organ rejuvenation going to be able to heal and work on scars and hair loss?
Don't know. It's up, but it all depends how it affects you personally. I can't say one way or the other on that.
Right. It is something they could request in their healing, though, right?
Yes, they'd have to, yeah.
Right. Okay. still looking for some new things to read here. Oh, is there a clearing to protect your house? I was called a house sitter at home, whereas there has been some damage to trees, maybe some kind of crime happened, trees and an animal. So is there some way you can protect a house before you go to it?
Well, you can do a space clearing to take energies away. That's probably about all that you could do. You might, work with your auric field, do the auric field clearing. You want to do something with your psychic billboard. So let's just look at this kind of briefly here. So we'll say that you have a history of being afraid that somebody might knock on the door at 11 o'clock at night. You don't know who it is. So you have that fear. So then from there, that might go into, am I going to get abused, my money stolen, raped, or something like that. So you have that now, and that's already with you. And so you go to another neighborhood, and in your psychic billboard, you're transmitting that. So the house could have been fine for the other owner, but now you're bringing in that energy, and you're drawing that to you. So you want to get rid of all that stuff. So I would definitely say get rid of your, whatever you have on your psychic billboard, and do a space clearing for that house, and then do an auric field clearing for yourself too. Anything else you can think of, Ann?
No, I think that's good. Maybe the entity clearing too.
Oh yeah, entities would be good. Yeah. Because you want to get those off of you. Maybe the entities that are with you, that's on you, are, remember, you're not doing it for the house. You're not doing an entity clearing for the house. You're doing it for yourself. Entities
right.
that are with you may not be drawing or having any luck bringing people to you where you are now, but in that other neighborhood, it could be, more of a situation for you. So back to you.
Okay, so we have an email just came in. A couple of things. I'm going to start with that clearing tonight of whatever was in your mind constantly, that mind looping that you just did, Ron, was amazing. I have negative mental clouds around money, and one of them is gone. It was wrapped like cling plastic around my brain, not giving it oxygen to function. I saw it come off. It tried to hang on, and there were sounds as it finally came off. Wow, thank you for all you do. So that's terrific. That thank you so much, listener, for sending that in, because we love to hear from people that really see what's going on. So that's great. And they're asking for the recording we talked about earlier, and I will happily send that. And then they're asking, how many barcodes do I have? Now, Ron, you have said in the past that people can write to you and ask how many death barcodes they need to remove. Do you still do that for people if they send you an email?
Just send me an email and request. I need to know if you had any before that you had released. And then I need to know from you, how many you have now. So you need to ask that in a question.
Right.
Thank you.
Right, and I would put on, first of all, Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron's been so busy lately, so be sure and put in the subject line death barcode question, and then just say, I did my death barcodes a year ago, I want to just check, do I have any left, or I've never done any death barcode removal, and how many should I clear, or whatever's the situation for you. Now, as far as this person's question was just general, how many barcodes do I have? So I assume part of their question is about the death barcodes, but, boy, that's you could never know that answer, right, Ron, how many barcodes somebody has?
The death barcodes, I would know.
Right.
The other ones, there's so many barcodes people have. No, I don't get into that, but the death barcodes, I could tell you.
Right. And I'll just share that there are, as you go through the many, many healings on Ron's website, which, of course, we know you don't need all of them, including all the barcodes, but you can read about all the different barcode clearings that are on the website and determine which ones are will be beneficial to you. But if you're doing the death barcode one, in case this is a new listener, Ron has gifted us a second clearing with the death barcodes, which is you can clear depression barcodes. So once you've done your death barcodes, you can use the same healing page and remove depression barcodes. And Ron said that we have a lot of them, unfortunately, and that what the aliens are going to do to us, or the worst thing that can happen to us, is we get clear, and then they'll try to hit us through depression. Did I say that correctly, Ron?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, well, it is 5 after. So thank you, everyone. I'll say goodnight, Ron, and you can. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the call, and we would love to do the Mind to Heart Drop with you. Thank you.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So I need to command your spirit to get to work for you. So here we go. Need to ring the doorbell here. And so here we go. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and here we go. To facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, and hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. Our 7-hour conference call. So we'll see you later. Blessings. Bye, everyone.